Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and this is my night to how. We're at the round table where my heart stood still. And while some of us always love the same girl, thou swell on a desert island with thee. Joining us today are the usual sure. Ye lunchtime follies who I feel at home with doing the Camelot Samba, including Kevin. Can't you do a friend a favor, Jager?
I'll try. Yeah. I'll do my best.
Kimberly, our jester master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
She does jest.
And with us today is something we haven't really talked about in actually a while.
Yeah.
Let's give a big broad waste of welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Tony. Hey, Tony. Antoinette.
Hey, Anthony.
We are like.
I know, but I'm just going on the. I was riffing
right,
on the
just
Tonys.
Riffing on the Tony
okay,
name.
But I'm just reminding you that the Tonys are a female driven. Event.
Yes.
Their name is for Antoinette Perry.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
What?
You just blew my mind.
I bet you someone out there learned that right now.
Sure, I bet that's true.
The jester is also the teacher. Yeah. Guys, I love the Tonys.
Well, the jester is now the master.
Oh, right, totally.
Guys, yeah. Shakespeare, the fool is always right.
Truth. The Tonys are so fun. I feel like we're in the afterglow right now. Like, the Tonys just happened this weekend. They were super fun. There were some exciting things.
Yeah.
There was just was great. I wish there was the Tonys like every day.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be very difficult.
But then,
can you imagine the Actors' Equity contract?
Ten shows have to open like every day.
Or they do one award every night for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
wait,
that would be fun.
I kind of love that. Like a mini series.
Sure. Like Fosse Verdon. But
the Tonys.
Right, yeah. A mini series of the Tonys.
What if they played all of the Tonys like leading up to it, like all previous ones, like a Christmas Story marathon?
Sure.
Or like a Harry Potter marathon weekend.
Oh, but just a Tony.
Just they play every Tony ever.
Didn't PBS used to do like a special they were trying to sell, like where they would like cut all the Tony performances together? And so you can like
they
watch
did.
It that
way.
It
was called
way.
Like Great Performances or something.
Yeah, and some of them were Tony performances, some of them weren't.
It was like some
there
were
was that weird
some
white
were Tony
set,
performances,
right?
Some were like
maybe.
Some were like when they performed on like the Milton Berle show or
like
random
or whatever
things like
the
that.
Case may be. Yeah, yeah. But before we get into all this, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
I am drinking the Van Brunt Stillhouse Whiskey.
So good.
It's on the rocks. It's yes. From Red Hook, Brooklyn. It is so good. I love it so much. I am drinking it on the rocks. It's so good.
I am drinking the Tanteo Habanero, but I learned this time how to handle the spice because like I like to spice up my life. And so I'm doing it the best way possible. And I put a little bit of lime in there to kind of like give it that like acidity to kind of like
sure
cut some of the spiciness. It's amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
Kimberly.
I thought you were gonna stop at Kimberly.
That was weird.
Are you gonna out
no,
of my
I was
house?
Like Kim. I was gonna call you Kimmy Koo, but I was like, that's a weird name. Why am I gonna say Kimmy Koo?
I don't know. I'm just over here on my couch, Drinking some Dorothy Parker gin.
Dorothy
with
Parker.
Tonic and lime.
Oh, like so good. Local lady. From Williamsburg.
Yes.
From
Williamsburg. And I'm just very comfortable in my pajamas with my gin.
So I know we're actually recording, just so you guys know, visual cues. We're at Kimberly's apartment.
Yes.
And yeah. I feel like I am at home enough where I can go over here and see this bottle of champagne she has hidden.
You know, why are you hiding it?
So,
from you.
Right, but
that's fair. Kevin
I found it because I'm tall, so I can see over everything. And so I think that we should open this champagne and toast to an amazing Tony season.
Okay.
Sure.
And to Tony's ever since we've been watching them because they've meant a lot to all of us.
Do you remember your first Tony?
I
like,
do.
When did you start watching?
I definitely was started watching like from like a young age. I would say I probably started in like second or third grade.
Yeah, I don't remember my first Tonys, but I know that like they've always just been like one of the award show nights.
It was
in the house.
My mom used to put it on the calendar.
Oh yeah,
and it would just like say like my name and then like Tonys, and everyone knew that I had the TV that night, and it was like a rule because like we always watch football and all this stuff, but like one night a year, I was like, no, we are watching Tonys.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember Rosie O'Donnell hosting, and we watched because we love Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
And one time, Whoopi hosted.
I remember when Mandy Patinkin and Burdette Peters hosted together?
Maybe.
Or I didn't know that.
Burdette Peters hosted with someone. But, okay, I think I'm going to open this champagne.
Okay.
Because
Wait, no. Burdette Peters and Gregory Hines hosted together.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Rosie hosted 2 years in a row.
What years?
96 and 97.
And 96 was City of Angels, right?
No, City of Angels was much earlier.
Really?
Yeah, City of Angels is like 1990.
Oh, well.
Not like, I'm looking at it. And
well, it was referenced in 1996.
Yeah, but it came out, I think it premiered in 89, but those Tonys were in the 90s.
Right.
It was in 1990. And then, there's other people.
Oh, Tonys of the 80s and 90s. What an awesome time.
What a time to be alive.
All right. Open that champagne.
Let's open this champagne, shall we?
Yep.
A one, a two, a three.
Oh my God, be careful.
Ow. Kevin, how did that cork ricochet off all three of our heads?
I don't know. I'm trying
it's
to figure
Captain
that out.
It's like Captain America's shield, and it defies physics.
But now it hurts to laugh. Oh,
I know.
Wait, guys, where are we?
Why does my jacket have these huge shoulder pads?
Guys,
everything's
my hair
whitewashed.
Is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. I look like Screech right now.
Hold on. Stirrup pants.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm wearing leg warmers.
Guys. I think we time traveled to the 80s.
Or are we having a hallucination?
No, it's definitely time travel.
Oh, definitely time travel?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think? Prove it.
Okay, let's see. What year is it, everyone?
1983. Wow, that sounded like so many people. Unbelievable.
One man on the
street. It was like a whole crowd.
Yeah, some random man walking by just... validated what I said. We time traveled.
Unbelievable.
Ugh. Wow, people are nicer in the 80s.
Oh my God, guys,
you.
Guys, the 80s had some of the best Tony performances ever.
I agree.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, this, and since we're talking about Tonys and we're in the 80s now,
should we go to the Tonys?
We should celebrate all things Tony. Let's see if it's happening. Let's go to the Tonys right now and see what's happening.
Where were they in the 80s? Sprint to Rockefeller Center? The Beacon? Madison Square Garden?
No.
Central Park?
No. Obviously, as we know, because we're here.
Right.
Yeah. And when you're in the 80s, you know everything.
They were at
the
Gershwin.
You don't have the internet. You just know things.
You just know things.
Most of them were at the Gershwin.
Oh. I forget the Gershwin existed before Wicked.
It did.
I had never
been.
We're
at the Gershwin. Somewhere at the Minskoff. The Lunt.
Fontaine.
The Vince Fontaine Theater?
Before the hyphen?
Yeah. It was before Lunt got engaged.
Oh, right.
Pretty crazy, but if it's 1983, we should probably head to the Gershwin.
Yeah, let's go to the Gershwin. But
on the way there, can we talk about how, if it's 1983, we've missed my favorite Tony performance?
What is your favorite Tony performance of the 80s?
Evita.
Oh,
that actually is amazing, Tony performance.
Really, really good
I watch
one.
It all the time.
Oh God, they don't have YouTube here, so they can't watch it.
Wait, I'm gonna try and.
Do they rerun them? How do we have the footage?
How do they have the... I don't know, but let me... My phone still works. This is crazy.
Wow.
I'm getting the internet all the way.
I need your service provider.
So let's talk about it while it's playing.
So this was Patti LuPone's first Tony.
Yes.
This was Patti LuPone being seen by the world, belting her face off.
Mm-hmm. And they did... and they... You kind of expect her to be doing...
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
But they did a new Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted to make sure she belted a G on national television.
The build up to the option up in the third of the... And then the one she goes...
It's ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure this was like one of the first Seth Rudetsky deconstructs videos I ever watched, too. It was about this.
She's my favorite so good.
Part is when she says, like, we...
You, yep.
Me, you.
And what's also interesting, if you watch this, is I feel like as we've gotten more and more...
There it is.
So good. The Yule, the liquid Yule. It's so good. But like as the Tonys have gone on and Broadway has gone on and technology has been more ingrained in everyday life, mm-hmm. I feel like the Tony, like the performers on Broadway have gotten more used to being on camera.
Sure.
Performing their stage stuff. So I love some of these performances from the 80s because you're still seeing like definitive stage actors giving stage performances even though they're on camera.
Yeah. And it's interesting because so Evita won Best Musical this year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
As we know because we're in the 80s.
Right.
It beat something good though, right?
A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine, Sugar Babies, and your husband's favorite musical, Barnum.
Barnum. It did beat Barnum.
Guys, I want you to know that
with the Phantom of the Opera, Michael Crawford.
Not currently.
What?
Michael Crawford, right? Was he in Barnum?
No, it was Jim Dale.
Jim Dale.
Currently,
it's good thing we're here so you can learn your facts.
Yeah. Currently on Jay's Nightstand, or I guess 30 plus years in the future on Jay's Nightstand,
yep.
Oh, yeah.
Is The Life and Times of P.T. Barnum as told by himself.
Oh.
And that's how I know.
P.T. Barnum wrote his own book or as told by Jay?
Ginger, as told by, as told by Ginger.
As told by P.T. Barnum, and it's and you can tell that Jay had a bad day if he's reading about P.T. Barnum. I don't know why that makes him feel better. A guy that swindled people out of their
I want to watch Barnum Verdon. Can they just pretend that they met one time and do a whole miniseries about it?
But Gwen is a bear.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, from now on, Gwen is always a bear.
She's a circus bear.
And the circus bear, yeah. This is a good one.
And she performed this after doing an HO week. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's what people don't think about the Tonys. Some of those people performing that night had a matinee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also, the Tony rehearsal happens in the morning on the day of the Tonys.
Uh-huh.
And so these people are rehearsing. The rehearsal starts at like 9 a.m. And so they rehearse until like noon or
so
1 and then go do their
Dina
matinee.
For cracking on that note.
It's true. After nine performances, and she was not feeling well. And she still got out there and did it and won that
and
Tony.
She had to be in the show so that she could.
But that was like 20 years from now.
It's
so,
true.
Brian, what. Evita's so good. Brian, do you have any favorites from this decade?
Yeah, there's only one performance from this decade at the Tonys that is truly the greatest.
And what is that?
Oh, it's Dreamgirls.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
It's all over, and I am telling you,
Jennifer Holliday.
Truly,
that was one of the first YouTube videos I ever watched.
That's the best of the 80s.
And that's 82, right? That was a year ago from where we are now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember
you know
that
what
guy?
What happened at the 82 Tonys?
What?
The Joseph
Tony
performance.
Yes.
Just for Lori Beachman.
But yes, but Dreamgirls did not win that year.
What won?
Nine.
9-1?
Nine beat Dreamgirls, Joseph, and Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Wow.
Nine is a show I don't know very well. Is it still running?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Let's go see it right now.
Yeah.
I
love Nine.
Time. I'm glad we're
Nine
not leaving
is
my
really
apartment.
Great.
Nine's a good musical.
Yeah, yeah.
Roberto Fellini?
Well, the movie is 8.5.
Right.
The Fellini film is 8.5. That it's based on.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No.
Oh, no. It's a musical based on a movie. It's called 8.5.
What?
You're thinking of Roberto Benigni.
Yes.
But Fellini.
Fellini is the one that made the movie that this is based on.
8.5 that it's based on.
Where did the other half come from?
What they call it 9, I think because it's just like, it's the musical version, so it's a little bit more.
Oh, okay. It's a little extra?
Yeah. It's a little extra.
Hey, we all are.
But
not in the 80s.
But yeah.
We aren't extra yet.
Oh, true. Let's like slip that slang term in now.
And see if we can make it like a normal thing, like cool.
See if we can make fetch happen. And then Mean Girls can never exist. Because fetch is already a phrase.
Fetch is already a thing.
But Dreamgirls that year, it won Book of a Musical, and it, obviously Jennifer Holliday won.
Yeah.
And Ben Harney won for playing Curtis Taylor Jr.
That
and it won some others because it won Best Featured Actor in a Musical. It won Best Choreography. Michael Bennett, not a rare. Michael, we should go see Michael Bennett.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Did you bring your
get
cards?
Get him to sign all of our Michael Bennett cards.
He'll be so confused.
You're like, you're here for a while, sir. Yeah. We got 30 of these.
Tommy Toon won for directing 9.
Tommy Toon directed 9?
Yeah.
I know nothing about that show.
Oh, yeah. Maury Esten wrote it.
Look, there it is right there.
Oh, we should
just pass the marquee.
Should we get some tickets?
They're only $10.
And there's no such thing as premiums any like here. That's not a thing yet.
No, but what are one of your favorites?
Okay, well, in order to see one of my favorites, we would have to go in time a little bit.
Okay.
Just 1 year, because we're in 1983.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'd have to go forward to 1984 to see the Lacage performance.
Ah.
That's George Hearn. In a tux, he's not even like fully like costumed or going crazy.
Sure,
it's just George Hearn in front of the curtain singing "I Am
Penny
What
in
I
your
Am."
Pocket?
Well, they start with "We Are What We Are."
Yes,
and then they go into the "I Am What I Am."
Yes, like that iconic moment of George Hearn just giving it with "I Am What I Am" is just so iconic. It meant so much to like the gay community. And especially like with everything that was happening in the 80s, it was kind of like a battle cry and an anthem.
Well, and then another controversial year, if you will, because that is the year that...
It's my favorite year?
It's not my favorite year. That ran
what
like,
year was my favorite year?
What, 90s something?
Oh,
something
okay. 90s. We'll get there.
But that was the year that Lacage beat out Baby, the tap dance kid, one of the best, obviously. And of course, Sunday in the Park with George.
For Best Musical?
Yes. And then there was
the Hummable Tune.
Exactly. It was the Hummable Tune line. But that was a...
What?
Oh, that Jerry Herman made a comment about the Hummable Tune is alive and well on Broadway because he beat Sunday in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And he has since been like, that's not what I meant.
But it is what he meant.
Yes, probably, it is what he meant. What a catty, catty man.
We can ask him now. Let's go find him.
Yeah, we will find him. But that
Jerry?
Year,
Jerry?
Year,
are you at Blockheads?
Wow, that's so crazy that Blockheads is here.
Well, I mean, it's across from the Gershwin. Always has been, always will be.
But George Hearn did win this year. Cheetah Rivera won this year.
For what?
Rink.
The Rink.
Because of the what?
I was on Kiss the Spider-Woman, but that's not a thing yet.
Right?
Yeah.
That was her and Liza.
But this is great because
what's
Christine...
What's tap dancing right now on the screen?
What?
Lacage.
The Lacage number.
Oh, there was Kevin.
I know.
It has tap dancing.
I know.
He only mentioned the second half. I'll skip ahead.
Oh, I miss when Tony performances were medleys.
That's why I love the Color Purple one.
Oh, yeah.
Because... They did a medley, and it was like, I feel like that was the first time I'd seen that in a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like every show should just do a mega mix, like create a mega mix
like
for the Tonys.
Joseph.
Right.
Thank you.
Which did. And then just Lori Beachman Skrelts at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so good.
So good.
Like, it just...
Yeah. Well, Kimberly... Oh, we were still listening to this. While we're listening, Kimberly, did you have a second one that you love from the 80s?
Joseph and Evita.
Oh, that was Joseph was your second one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The mega mix performance from Joseph.
Yes.
Mostly for the belting at the end.
Of Lori Beachman.
And just like the random 80s cowboys in the...
Yeah.
There's another angel in heaven. There were so many, though.
Brian?
Yeah?
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I do. Mine's a little crazy.
Okay.
But there were... Is it crazy.
Cats?
No, it's Anything Goes.
With Patti LuPone.
Yeah. It's the Patti LuPone.
When Patti LuPone
goes.
Tap dances.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And it's It's just like
with that red wig.
88.
88. She has a red, bright red, curly wig.
She looks even younger in 88 yep. than she did in 80 doing Evita.
It's so true.
Yeah, well, they had to kind of age her up for Evita.
And the red hair helps because like the striking blonde hair for her.
Youthful in a redhead.
But she's probably doing all that. I mean, that's a hard. Anything Goes is a very physically demanding show.
Yeah,
I'm sure she like shed pounds doing that. Oh yeah, show. The tap dancing, the regular dancing, all of that.
I will say though, if you watch this performance and then like the Sutton Foster one from like 20 years from where we are now, like the dancing was not like Patty, they were focusing more on like a vocal Sweeney, correct? Sure. Cause like she's definitely tapping.
I've listened to this album.
It's so good.
My mom had the cassette tape and this is all we listened to growing up. It's so good.
Tap dancing.
You can see the mic on the stage where it's trying to pick up the taps.
Well, there's nothing worse than watching a televised tap dance and you can't hear the taps.
Very true. Yeah, so that's my really second one.
Okay, I have one more, so we're going to have to leave the tap dancing for a bit. That's sorry, okay. Tap.
You're not sorry.
And this one is...
You picked a tap dancing number.
I did. This one is not tap dancing, but it does have some dancing. We're going now to...
42nd Street.
We're going to 1986.
Some dancing.
To see the performance of Song and Dance.
Oh.
Because...
my third choice.
The presentation is amazing
yes.
because as the woman is talking about the show
yeah.
and introducing it, she's talking about how act two is all dancing, which is like this pre-recorded footage. And the pre-recorded footage is just these dancers giving like sexy eyes at the camera and then doing leaps across the screen. Like it is... So amazing. Good. And then they go, but act one is all about the song part. And that's where we have Bernadette. And she like forgets the woman. She forgets her name.
Peters?
So she goes, Bernadette Peters? And it's Bernadette Peters singing Unexpected Song, which is like her song. And it's her young and like clear tone Beltane.
Uh-huh.
And she's hugging these cowboy boots and she like hugs them like they're a child. And then at the end, she finishes the song in true like Bernie fashion. She throws her arms out with the two cowboy boots, one in each arm. And then she pulls it in and kisses both of them. It's so ridiculous. She's wearing a Nebraska sweatshirt in the 80s style with off one shoulder, like Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah. And I believe there was a bit of a side pony and those curls were not
everywhere.
Defined.
This was a good pick.
Amazing. So that's another good one is the song and dance performance.
So some others we've not missed but didn't mention. Well, 42nd Street is a popular one from the 80s.
Yeah.
The Cats performance is popular from the 80s. Oh,
Memory, yeah.
The Angelical Songs, Angelical Cats, Into Memory.
Oh, yeah,
Then obviously the Le Miserable.
Le Miserable.
At the End of the Day, Into One Day More is just baller. Sunday in the Park doing Sunday is another one.
Oh, pretty.
So good. And don't forget about Judy Kuhn belting her face off in rags.
Yes. And another one.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that that was my third pick, actually, is Big Deal.
What's that?
Big Deal is a Fosse musical, his last musical on Broadway before he died.
And we all know how that happens now.
Yes. Did you not know before the show?
I knew. Oh. I didn't know he died, like, in her arms.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert. I didn't like that at all.
Just because it made you sad?
Yeah, and I was staring at my husband, and I was like, you're not allowed.
To die.
Your husband won't be born for another... Oh, he got born, like, yesterday.
85.
Yeah.
I'm not born yet, though, so that's...
That's weird.
Creepy.
Because you're born, like, 97?
No, we're in 83.
89.
He still wasn't born.
Oh, he's still not born.
Okay, we're both still...
Yeah.
Just in the mind's eye.
Yeah, none of us were born yet.
How are we here?
Oh my god, guys.
Wait, so we can't hurt the space-time continuum because we can't meet ourselves.
Exactly.
So we shouldn't go to the Tonys then.
Okay, we should celebrate the fact that we can't destroy this space-time continuum.
Okay.
We are walking next to this liquor store, so Kimberly, smile at the guy while I steal a bottle of champagne. Okay, go.
Okay, but also it's probably $2 and
I just stole some champagne.
Oh, okay.
Kevin.
I'm really fast. I'm like Oliver. Actually, no. Oliver wasn't
like
good at stealing.
Dodger.
I'm like Dodger because Oliver was bad at stealing.
You're like Billy Joel, Dodger.
But Oliver also tried to steal and then got a rich dad. So like maybe I want to be like Oliver, but I'm really like Artful Dodger.
Maybe more like Annie?
Anyways, let's open this champagne.
Okay.
And celebrate the fact that we live in the 80s now.
Yeah.
And
there's an open container law. We can drink on the street.
Exactly. So I'm going to pop this champagne. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. 3.
Ow.
Ow, my... Ow.
Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know.
I like literally pointed that at Brian's head. Why did I do that?
You keep giving me a hangover without actually drinking yet.
Yeah, but wait,
did we wake up too soon?
I can't tell where we are.
It's just kind of dark and blobby.
Blobby?
Like, yeah, we blobby. Are blobs.
Ooh. Wait, is...
Are we in a different dimension?
I don't know, but... Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's me, Blobby.
Hi, Blobby.
Hello.
You're Blobby.
It's me, Blobby. I just wanted to let you all know that you're welcome to my time zone whenever you want.
Where are we? What time zone is this, Blobby?
How did we get here?
This is a land of imagination.
Oh, my God. We took a time machine into a fake land of time.
This is the time between times.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you know about the time between times?
We do not. Explain it further.
Yeah, of course. Well, when you're time traveling, there's always a time between two times.
Okay.
So it's kind of like your skeleton or your spine when there's like little cartilage and things, cushions in between them.
Uh-huh.
So this is a cushion?
So this is a time cushion.
So there's not
cushion.
Too much friction in
Let's
the time?
Let's look for coins. Exactly. There's got to be coins like loose change or like...
Things the remote that you've lost.
Yeah, this is where all the sad things go.
Oh, we're in the sad space between time. Yeah. What a strange discovery.
All those hours you can't get back.
Yeah, but don't worry. I want to show you something very cool that many people don't know about in your time, but we know about it here in the time zone.
What? In the make-believe
time
zone?
Sounds like the skate zone, like a 90s...
Oh, like a like discovery zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's we have a skating rink here, too.
Is there a party room?
There's a party room.
But what else do you have?
Let's go have a party.
Oh, we should have a party.
What can we see in the party room?
Well, some pizza, mostly.
Okay.
But you can also see a computer.
Oh, my gosh, they have computers in this place. Do you know what that means we could do?
What?
We can log on to goldstar.com/broadwasted and buy live tickets to shows that are going to happen in a time zone outside of this time zone.
Do you think that they know on the internet here what time zone we're in?
Well, I mean, we would still work on Eastern Standard Central, you know, all that. Just when you're buying your tickets.
What year?
That's where I get my tickets.
They work on Eastern Standard Central Time? Is that what you said?
Eastern Time, Central Time, Standard Time.
Oh, all the times.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we added a time, standard time.
Okay, so so we could still buy tickets here.
You can.
I mean, Gold Star has all the best live events. I guarantee you that if they have live events in all the cities around the country, they probably have some events here in this time zone.
Can we buy tickets for something in the 80s and then go back?
No, but you can buy something for 2019 and maybe 2020.
Oh. And there's really cool things you can do. It's not even just seeing live shows and entertainment. You can also do like experiences. You can try out new things.
Yeah, you can do lots of Blobby things too.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Blobby, for letting us know that we can buy tickets at goldstar.com/broadwasted.
You
can.
Void.
Yeah, well.
Blobby.
Yeah.
How do we get home?
Blink your eyes twice and say, Blobby Blooby.
1, 2.
Blobby Blooby.
Whoa.
Whoa. Where are we? Are we home?
I don't think this is home, but it looks more like home a little bit.
It does.
Like,
there's like a nostalgia to this place.
Yeah, I mean, I
definitely.
I feel like I love this place.
Interesting.
Wherever we are.
Wherever you are.
There's a girl with butterfly clips in her hair.
Are those jellies on her feet?
Wait.
Oh my God.
There's a guy in really wide pants and a flannel.
Guys.
What? Is that a Nirvana t-shirt?
We're home! Because the 90s are back right now.
Oh. No, but I think it's like actually the 90s.
Wait. You're right.
No, we time traveled to the 90s.
Oh, wow. Well, look at that big Zach Morris phone. Is that Zach Morris?
Oh, my God. Zach Morris is here.
Zach Morris is and always will be fictional.
Wait, what?
What?
That wasn't based on a true story?
No. Also, we didn't space travel. We're still in New York.
Oh, right. He would be in California.
Yeah, but he, I don't know what kind of trip
they're on a class trip.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the 90s.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what else is cool about the 90s?
There
were awesome Tony performances in the 90s as well.
Oh, yeah. That's
very true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you think we're right at the start of the 90s? Because then we can see my favorite.
I don't know. Should we ask that woman over there? Hey, ma'am, what year is it?
It's 1994.
We missed it.
Oh, we missed we missed it again?
We missed Grand Hotel.
Grand Hotel, huh? That's your one of your favorite performances from the Tonys in the 90s?
That is my favorite Tonys performance.
Really?
Yes, no question. Michael Jeter's performance in that is spectacular in that.
Have you ever watched it, Kevin?
There is no better performance than that.
You've never seen it?
I don't know if I've ever heard a song from Grand Hotel.
Really?
It's so cool because it's the scene where they're at the bar in the hotel, but the bar is just literally a bar being held by two people on either side.
Kevin.
It's the best dancing you'll ever see. I'm going to come watch. Brian, I'm so glad you're with me on this. Make it big. Also, the ensemble is giving it.
I'm so into this.
Their feet work is so incredible.
Wow.
Michael Jeter won the Tony for this.
For the performance?
Yes. Look at him go. Look how fast he's moving.
Jeez.
His upper body is at a different like speed than his lower body. Look at him.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh my god, look at those legs.
You almost can't see them.
I didn't know he danced.
You mean the bad guy from Air Bud?
Yeah. It was probably this that catapulted him into film stuff.
Look at his legs. They're going all the way up to his face.
He went best actor?
Supporting. Featured.
Jeez. It like looks like his knee isn't attached.
I know.
Also, those ensemble members have not put their leg down for like 10 minutes. Wow.
That's the best Tony performance ever.
It really is.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
He plays a character who is dying of cancer and like is at this hotel just like, living it up forever.
Uh-huh.
And he meets the Baron, and they just have, like, this amazing moment.
Does he die in the show?
I don't know the show that well.
Oh, that is one I wish we had seen.
Yes. But, yes, Kimberly, that is... hopefully you listen and watch that. It is the ultimate.
So I'm going to go ahead and say a different one.
Okay.
That since it's 1994, we are actually just missed it by 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is like a monumental thing for me to say, because one of the reasons I love it is for the tap dancing.
Kevin, who are you in the past?
I don't understand.
In 1992.
It's because your heart is now as youthful as you were.
It is, exactly. I'm not like angry and bitter at tap dancing for some reason. No,
and but just before to talk about that. Sorry, Grand Hotel lost Meet Me in St. Louis, Aspects of Love. No, it didn't lose to all those. City of Angels won that year.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Now we know. So in 1992, Gregory Hines performed "That's How You Jazz" with Jelly's Last Jam.
Sure.
Gregory Hines is just—I could watch him do anything, especially dance, and. He
does like to tap.
Does tap his face off in the best way possible. So that would be one that I would want to go back to. Would
and
be
Crazy Jelly, For You won that year. Another
tap show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Against Falsettos, Five Guys Named Moe, and then Jelly's Last Chance.
With Ariel.
The fish? The mermaid?
No, yes. Jodie Benson.
Jodie Benson was in Crazy For You.
Yeah, the fish.
Yes, the fish.
Jodie Benson as Ariel, Polly in Crazy For You.
Gregory Hines for Jelly's Last Jam is one of my choices.
I don't think I've watched that.
What about you, Kimberly? Do you have a choice?
Well, hers was...
Grand Hotel.
Yeah.
Grand Hotel.
So I'm going to go with the Will Rogers Follies. That number...
The Tommy Tune.
The Willamania Favorite Son number is spectacular. It's a good choice. So good. And it won Best Musical, beat Miss Saigon, Once on This Island, and The Secret Garden.
Wait, what?
Will Rogers' Folly won the 1991 Tony Award over Miss Saigon, Once on This Island, and The Secret Garden.
I'm very confused.
Which one of these do you not remember?
Yeah.
Right?
Will Rogers' Folly.
Exactly.
And that's also with Lea Salonga winning Best Actress and... what's his name winning Best Actor from Miss Saigon?
Will Rogers' Follies won.
Because it was book a dance
went
show?
To Marsha Norman for The Secret Garden. Mercedes, well, no, that's for a play. Lea Salonga won for Miss Saigon.
And Miss Mercedes Rolfe won for...
Lost in Yonkers.
Oh,
Jonathan Price won for Miss Saigon. Musicals, Daisy Egan and Hit and Battle won for... Miss Saigon is John, and then Secret Garden.
Yeah, Daisy Egan won for Best Supporting.
Yeah, the youngest, I think.
Still, maybe.
She tells this whole story about how she didn't want to go across the street for the press thing because she was a kid and she wanted to love to stay at the party.
and then Will Rogers' Folly won score, it won choreography, it won director, it won costume and musical.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And lighting design.
Well, and my other favorite is from that year.
Oh, wait, before we get to that, let's play a game.
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah,
let's play a game here.
I happened to prep a time travel game today.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
And it's so weird that my intro was a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Because that has nothing to do with the current Tony Awards.
No.
No, not at all.
And I was just feeling time travel-y.
Well,
weird.
To keep our love alive, here we are. I prepped one of my favorite games. The Time Warp.
Ooh.
Oh.
This is a time warp, yeah.
So yep, those are the lyrics. We'll just sit here in the 90s.
I changed it for the game.
Yeah.
Talking about the 2019 Tonys.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And so how it's going to work
like,
this
like
time.
20 years from now. Like 30 years from now. 25 years from now.
What?
Ish, depending on what year. What year are we in? Exactly.
What did you say?
1994.
Oh, right.
So it's 25 years. Oh, God. Yes.
Let's watch Kevin do math for the game. This game is math-based.
Okay.
So, I have the Tony nominees for Best Musical sitting written down in front of me.
Sure.
What I want you to do is pick one of them
and
decide, let's use the 90s since we're here.
Okay.
Pick a lead from that show that you would like to see in a show from the 90s.
Sure.
Once you get to the 90s, pick someone that was in that show. Like, if you are bumping someone for someone else from now.
You have to bring somebody back.
You have to bring them back another decade.
Okay.
Got
and
it.
Then bring someone from that decade back to fill the role.
Perfect. So, right, because we don't want to mess everything up.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, space time continuum and all that.
Yes.
I understand.
Okay. So I got the pram.
Okay.
So we're in the 90s. So what I'm going to do.
And they are all the age they are now.
Yes.
Or the age they were in the 90s. You know.
What?
Everyone you pick from now is the age they are now. If you go back to the 90s and bring someone back or back. They're all the age they were in whatever show we were talking about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm with you.
So you're not bringing like 2-year-old Ava Noblezada back.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Right.
So what I think I would do with the prom.
Okay.
Is I would take Josh Lehman, our good buddy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From the prom. And I'm going to take him back into the 90s. I'm going to make Josh Lehman play Mary in Secret Garden.
Lovely.
All right, then where does Daisy Egan go?
And so Daisy Egan comes to...
She goes back one more.
She goes back... What?
To the 80s.
Oh, she has to go to the 80s. Okay, so Daisy
and
Egan...
And then bring that person from the 80s up.
Got it. So Daisy Egan goes to the 80s, and she plays Ava Perone.
Okay.
And
as
then,
a youth.
As a youth.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And then I'm bringing Patti LuPone.
Oh, you just did that because you want Patti.
Back to the time of now, which is
prime
then because we're in 90. So I'm bringing prime Patti to be in the prom as Beth Lovell's Tuesday night.
Just
that
on
was
Tuesday?
A-
She's Donna Murphy for Beth Lovell.
That was a really good roundabout.
So that's my time warp roundabout.
Ooh, I would watch Patti now do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good. So I have Tootsie.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Santino.
Okay.
And I'm going to take him back to the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I am going to pop him into the 90s in Beauty and the Beast. And I'm going to make him Lumiere.
Okay.
Which means that Gary Beach is coming with me to the 80s. Now, I'm going to take Gary Beach to the 80s, and I'm going to pop Gary Beach... I'm going to pop Gary Beach into the Woods as the narrator.
Okay. And then you got Tom Aldridge.
And I'm going to take Tom Aldridge, and I'm going to pop him into Tootsie as his agent.
I'd
see that. Kimberly?
Yes. All right, I have Hadestown.
Okay.
Now, the obvious choice is to bring Ava to the 90s.
Right.
To put her in Miss Saigon.
Right.
But then, where does Leia go at 18 in the 80s?
It's like ponytail Disney sweatshirt wearing Leia.
Exactly. We've watched the same documentary. Little baby Leia Salonga is going to go in to Sunday in the Park with George.
As Dot.
As Dot.
So now you have Bernie in her prime.
So now I currently, in my pocket, have Bernie in her prime to time travel her to right now.
To Hadestown.
And where does she go? Honestly, you could kind of put her right back into Hadestown.
Wasn't that what you're supposed to
do? In Persephone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she would be amazing.
Yeah, you could bring her back into Persephone. Or... she also is Beth Lovell's Tuesday.
She's the Wednesday matinee.
The Angie Schwar part.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Young Bernie could totally
Young
do
Bernie
that.
Young Bernie giving it zazz.
That would be hot. I would watch that. That's super fun.
Either or.
Time Warp.
That was Time Warp.
Let's play the Time Warp again.
We push us to jump to the left.
Yeah.
You Wait, guys- if we do the Time Warp, can we go back to present time?
I don't know.
What
do
other...
you have more favorites?
Yeah, since we're
I
here.
Do.
Yeah, what's your other one?
Once on This Island.
Oh.
Oh, the 1991 performance.
Oh, yeah. With the replacement Ahsoka, Lilius White.
Oh, she's so good.
As a god.
So good.
Yeah, she's so good.
Who I was tempted to time travel with, but she wasn't technically the original cast member.
Oh, yeah, so you couldn't do that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do that, but I wanted to take her back to the 80s and just put her in.
Anything.
Lilius White had a big decade because she won in 97 for The Life.
Oh, yeah.
Which nobody really remembers.
I wish I could see The Life.
Yeah, Cy Coleman's last musical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, she had a great run there.
Mm-hmm.
She's super fierce.
Yeah.
And then when, like,
did
her.
Did you guys see Fela?
No, I didn't.
The musical?
No, I did. Did you? Did you see
all
it?
All I remember is that she was there.
She's incredible.
But the rest of the show, I was like.
Her Effie White in the concert version
sure.
of Mean Girl of Dream Girls.
Wait, why hasn't there been a Mean Girls Dream Girls joke on this podcast at the
I don't
least.
Know.
I was gonna say, I'm sure it has at some point. Have you seen the video of
Mean Girls?
Lilias White, Kayla Settle, and Jesse Mueller singing Natural Woman from a benefit concert like 2 years ago?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Go look it up.
No, what's weird is we're in the 90s, so that's not going to happen for like a long time.
I know. Well, Kevin, do you have another favorite?
I do. My next one is a definitive musical of the 90s. It is the 1996 performance of the original cast of Rent.
Oh, when they did Seasons of Love.
Seasons of Love and then Lovey Boy.
Oh, 100%.
Because that was... I keep picking these stories, but like that was a huge moment for gay culture. It was a huge moment that La Vie Boheme was out there, and they were saying all these taboo things on national television.
And the fact
the Tony
that,
lyrics are fun.
And in 96...
Yeah, they had to edit a few things.
But looking at this list of all the winners and the nominees, 96 was Swinging on a Star, Chronicle of Death Foretold, Bring Into Noise, Bring Into Funk, and Rent.
And
see,
if you...
every few years, you need the one show that goes, no, this is what a musical can be.
Yeah.
And then after 96, I bet the 97-98 season was fire.
Banging.
Which it was. Ragtime.
So 97 was Titanic, Juan Darien, Steel Pier, The Life.
Yep.
98, I mean, is fire.
Yeah.
The Lion King,
Sideshow,
Scarlet Pimpernel, Ragtime.
Yep.
Yeah.
And 98 also, these are just original. I mean, 98 was also Cabaret. Like, big year.
Yeah, and it's just, it's
you
really,
a game changer here
it's awesome because like right after the performance is when they announced Best Book of a Musical and Jonathan Larson won, and it's really touching to see his sister go up and accept it on his behalf.
Sure.
And one of the things she thanks is their parents.
We're only talking about the performances, Kevin.
I know.
So you're really going really above beautiful. And beyond on this time travel.
And obviously Ragtime. I mean, we mentioned it, but the Ragtime performance is.
So good.
Yeah. That was my second one. Thanks for stealing it.
Sorry.
No, I'll choose Cabaret.
Oh, the
veal coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, oh, no. I take that back. The Sit Down, You Rock on the Boat from 1992, Guys and Dolls.
Who sings it?
Was that the Nathan Lane?
And, the Nathan Lane, Ernie Sabella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faith Prince.
That performance, I mean, that's the only way
Peter
that people
Gallagher?
Do Guys and Dolls now. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But who sings Sit Down, You Rock on the Boat?
Ernie Sabella, right?
No. It's Walter Bobby, like famous...
Famous director,
yeah.
Walter Bobby.
That's amazing.
Guys, but Titus Burgess singing this song is so good. In the future.
So good.
It's so good, this number. It's just so fun.
And this was when they were like the Technicolored Zoot Suits.
Yeah. Oh, Technicolor Zoot...
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons was in this production?
Yes.
My dad?
Yes.
That girl just held that high note for, like,
too
the
long.
Gods. That was incredible. Yes.
So good. Some other big ones from the 90s that we missed. Well, not missed. There's so many. Fosse, Sing Sing Sing.
Uh-huh.
There is My New Philosophy, Charlie Brown.
What a good one.
Yeah.
Circle of Life, Lion King. My Body from The Life. And then All That Jazz, The Hot Honey Rag from Chicago, which I watched today. And I love Bebe Neuwirth. She's amazing. But... watching Anne Reinking do that number is just magic.
And then just thinking of Fosse
Verdon. It's just magic. I've gotten
who
down...
plays her in Fosse Verdon is so good.
Yeah, did you watch The Leftovers?
No.
You know she's, what's her called's daughter?
Shakespeare.
No. Yep. No, she's Andy McDowell's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Andy McDowell's pretty.
She's very pretty.
She, if you ever watch it, you'll never watch it, but The Leftovers she's really good on.
No, spooky.
So good. Anyway, that was fun. But I feel like we've gone to the 80s.
Right.
We've gone to the 90s.
We've gone to that weird little Bloppy world.
Oh, we did go to Bloppy's world.
Where
Brian missed it.
I mean, I was there. I just
you
stayed quiet.
He was just really, like, shook by bloppy sleeves really quiet.
I was shook. But I feel like before we go home, we should go one more place.
I mean, we might as well. We're in the 90s.
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's 90s corner.
Okay.
It should have a theme song in the 90s.
Since we've been talking about Tonys, I have kind of just a rapid fire Tony. Kevin's corner that has to do with famous Tonys.
Great.
So Tony means the Tony Awards, but it also means Tony Accardo, also known as Joe Batters and Big Tuna, who was a longtime American mobster with a criminal career that spanned 8 decades, in which he rose from small-town hoodlum to the position of day-to-day boss of the Chicago Outfit in 1947, becoming the final outfit authority in 1972.
Like the fashion police?
Yep. He was in charge of what all the mobsters wore.
Sure.
That sounds cool.
So my question is, what do you think all of our mob nicknames would be?
I thought you were saying, like, what would your outfit be in the mob?
So, funny...
Kitty the
story.
Kid.
When we
you're in the mob.
So when we were at the paper mill program, it was me, a couple of guys, and like Rob McClure and all them.
Yeah.
And
we fed someone to the fishes.
We pretended that we were a mafia family called the Capizios.
The Capizios. Okay. Okay.
And my nickname, because I gelled my hair even more back then.
Yeah.
Even
was,
more?
Yeah, I was slick hair.
Slick hair?
We like had these fun nicknames.
Not even like Slicky, you were just Slick Hair?
Yeah. And then people call me Slick. And we like had these names.
Okay.
I don't remember anyone else's name, unfortunately. But like, it was really, really, like it was just something we'd
so
done
Slick
we did.
Slick Capizio.
Yeah.
Kimberly, what would your mob name be?
Kimmy the Kid.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Or just Red.
Red. Definitely Red. So much better.
Yeah. Is it about the red hair or how much blood she spills on the streets?
I'd be Kevin the Ox.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I just...
You just feel like an ox?
I'm a big dude.
No, because you sell OxyContin.
Yep. So I'm Kevin the Ox.
Okay.
Tonys are famous on Broadway, but there's also Tony Davolani, who is an Albanian-American professional ballroom dancer, instructor, and judge, who's known for his involvement with Dancing with the Stars on ABC, and portrayed Slick Willie in the... hit film Shall We Dance, as well as spent time coaching actress Jennifer Lopez. So my question is, if you had to have a private dancing coach who is from the Broadway world, who would you choose as your private dancing coach and why? And this private dance coach has to be from like our actual time in like the 2019 era.
A private dance coach. What am I prepping for?
Just like you're like a performer like Jennifer Lopez and they're like your private dancer teacher.
A private dancer. Dance for money. Do what you want.
Is it weird that my mind is just like Angie Schwar?
No, you can go with that.
Okay. Yeah. I want Zazz.
Yeah.
I want motivational Zazz in my bedroom.
Okay.
What's yours, Kevin?
Mine would be Ashley Park. Because she's a lovely dancer and I want her to teach me to be dainty.
Oh, I would pick Cheetah.
Okay. Like an animal?
A cheetah, because I love the spots, and they're very fast.
Okay, so you'd pick Cheetah Rivera.
I would pick Cheetah Rivera, not only just the wealth of knowledge and the stories and, like, learning all those different styles and how she amalgamated them into kind of even her style. I want it all. I want it all.
Cool.
I want it all is where my mind goes when you say I want it all. All right. Baby.
Yeah. Which is from last decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question.
Okay.
The Tonys are famous on Broadway.
Yes.
But there's also Anthony James Tony O. Esposito, who's a retired Canadian-American professional hockey goaltender who played in the National Hockey League, most notably for the Chicago Blackhawks. He was one of the pioneers of the now popular butterfly style, a technique of goaltending distinguished by the goaltender guarding the lower part of the net by dropping to the knees to block attempted scores.
Yes, a very unsafe way to put your body.
Butterfly style.
They're gonna need knee replacement so fast.
Yeah, because the butterfly style is as opposed to the standing up style, as it's called, which is where you just stand up.
Oh, the standing up style, of course.
So, but the butterfly style derives from the name.
I like that it's not called the sitting down style.
Exactly, it's just the standing up style. And the butterfly style derives from its name from the resemblance to of the spread goal pads and the hands to a butterfly's wings. So my question is, can each of you come up with a new animal style of playing a position in a sports ball game and explain it to the group.
Sure. Mine is cheetah style.
Okay.
Where you're an outfielder in baseball, and to chase down a fly ball, you have to run like a cheetah on all fours.
Okay.
And then and catch it in your mouth.
I love it. Kimberly?
Froggy style.
Okay.
In football.
Sure.
In which you think you're getting tackled, and then you just leapfrog over them.
Sure.
Love it.
Okay. Then you don't ever get tackled, and no one ever gets hurt.
And mine.
They just play a game of leapfrog.
Oh. Yeah.
Now I get how it works. Mine is groundhog style in baseball.
Okay.
And it's when you're a base runner and you get to the base. And so you dig a burrow under the base. And then you pop your head out to watch what's happening to decide if you should steal the base or not.
Love it.
You're expecting a very long at bat.
Oh, no. Just a very quick digger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, they need to go through different dig training.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
Do they get tools?
No. Oh. They have cleats. It's fine.
All right.
Cleats dig very fast.
Sure.
As I learned. And that has been Kevin's Corner.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, Kevin. Corner. That was so fun in this crazy world we live in.
So do we live in the 90s now?
We live here now?
Like we're stuck here?
I've already put the butterfly clips back in my hair.
I know, and they look really cute.
Thank you.
You know what? I think we should celebrate the fact that she looks really cute. I'm going to go steal another bottle of champagne. Kevin, just hold on.
Kevin, we can buy the champagne.
We have the money. Our money is still good.
No, but our money is in 2019.
Well, we need to find it with the serial code from a 90s dollar. Because if
we're
giving...
Do you think I can go to the ATM?
The Atom? Mm-hmm. I don't think... No, because your card is a chip.
Okay, while you guys were talking, I stole another bottle of champagne.
Kevin, you're quick. So fast!
I know, I'm the Artful Dodger. And so I'm going to open the champagne.
Oxy.
But for this one, I want us all to lean over the champagne to watch it. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
But we're just going to lean over as I pop it, okay?
In my gut, I'm into this.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know
here
what's
we go.
Happening anymore.
I'm going to open this. Ready? 1, 2, 3!
Ah!
Oh, no.
Okay, that one really
hurt.
Yeah. Wait, this feels like a familiar hangover pain. Oh! Because I'm in my apartment again.
Oh, we're back in Kimberly's apartment.
At least I'm close to my bed now that I have 3 concussions.
But wait, is it the 60s? Where are we?
I don't know.
This is just Kimberly's stuff.
Yeah.
There's a giant Apple computer. No, we're back where we're supposed to be.
Just because I like colors.
Guys.
That was so much fun.
We figured out the secret of time travel.
It was really painful.
And we steal champagne.
We used it to talk about the Tonys of the past 20 years.
Was there something more important we could do?
No, this was great.
Oh, that's what we were supposed to do.
But
we didn't disrupt anything.
It
we
was
kept
our
to
destiny.
Ourselves.
We did. Yeah. We did. We were really good at that, guys. I was really proud of
us. We didn't talk to a single person except for those 2 people who told us what year it was.
Yeah.
That
guy I distracted with my smile while you stole the champagne.
Oh, right. And Blobby.
And Blobby.
Yeah.
And Blobby, but he doesn't count because he was in the middle.
Right. He was in a weird place.
It's weird that we didn't get into the cushion on our way home.
Because we already visited it.
Yeah. It has to do with like the way that the time loop works. If you watched Endgame, you would understand. So...
We all watched it together.
No, but when we went back time and then came forward, like, you didn't see it.
But I still have the memory.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us, Nobody. And Blobby. But you can follow us at Broadwasted on Twitter, on Instagram. You can go join our Facebook group on Facebook.
Yeah, it's fun.
Really fun. Join our Patreon. Become a patron. Become a patron.
Yeah. It's get a patronus.
Cool. Yeah.
As little as $5 a month. You get to hear our voices.
One more time. Thank you to our friends at Gold Star.
Yes.
Again, go to goldstar.com/broadwasted. Get shows, get tickets. It doesn't have to be on Broadway. It can be off Broadway, comedies, concert, dance.
You can buy tickets for the 90s or the 80s and just like pop a champagne cork and you'll go back and see it.
Disclaimer, don't do any of what he just said.
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't work. Yeah,
but you can not only have to buy it. You don't have to just buy it for New York. You can buy it for any other city in the country.
Was that a sentence?
No. Who was it?
So Brian's brain has been obviously messed up by having traveled in time so much. Yeah.
But we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
And today's quote is, if I could turn back time. So weird I chose this.
So crazy.
If I could find a way. I'd take back those words that hurt you and you'd stay.
The Cher Show.
My brain is addled from all the time traveling we've done.
I think we all need
to go to bed.
It's really cool, though, that we were able to time travel with our alcohol.
It was also cool that we, like, because I had my Van Brunt Stillhouse whiskey.
Yep, I had my Tanteo tequila.
It's really getting to you.
Dorothy Parker was with us for the ride.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's raise those glasses.
Yep. Add us with your favorite Tony performances from the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Anywhere. Send us on those Instagram, clips. On Facebook. Kevin will post a question. We'll all post questions on our feeds.
Yeah.
But Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Let us know what your favorite Tony performances from the 80s and 90s are.
Do it.
Yeah. But as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say,
Zootywop-bum.
Cheers.
I love the Tonys. Honestly, just for the performances alone, because we can have conversations like this.
Yeah.
Let's start the countdown to next year right now.
Hi, Miss Bloppy.
10, 9.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.